Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did a story not long ago about the guy in Hawaii who sued the resort whose employee had suggested a beach that he could go to. He went to that beach, got injured, and then sued the resort. So after that video went up, several people, Jason, Robbie, and Pat, said, Steve, check this story out from the Oregonian. Zane Sparling wrote it. It parallels, in some ways, the story that you just did. Mount Hood Ski Bowl bans bikes for summer after paying $10.5 million in a crash that paralyzed an Oregon man. Mount Hood Ski Bowl will keep bikers, cyclists, off its forested trails this summer after losing a lawsuit from a man who said that he slammed into a signpost in the recreational area and was paralyzed as a result. The jury awarded $11.4 million to the man after his lawyers said he hit a rut in the route and collided with a sturdy 4x4 wooden signpost installed directly next to the trail. And that was a rut in the route. And that trail was listed as a double black diamond cannonball bike trail. And that accident occurred back in 2016. Now, black diamond, of course, is a reference to how difficult the run is considered to be. I believe that would be at the top of the list, or near the top of the list, at least. And there is a parallel, of course, between that rating system and how they rate runs for skiing or snowboarding. So a lot of these things overlap. In the wintertime, you can ski down the mountain, and in the summertime, you can bike down the mountain. There might be a difference with respect to what kind of trails you're on with each of those devices, but I'll admit I'm not a snowboarder, so I can't tell you. I do mountain bike, though. So the man was 43 years old. He injured his spine in the crash, and he appeared in court using a wheelchair during a two-week trial this past March. The case settled for $10.5 million, but the jury had awarded $11.4. And so what happened was the lawyers for the resort threatened to file an appeal, and of course, that would have tied it all up for years. Now, his lawyer says that as a result of that, they agreed to knock down what they would accept to 10.5 from 11.4. Now, according to the attorney for the man, the ski resort should have installed collapsible markers at the trail crossing. She said during the trial, likening the trail's condition to a speed bump on a highway that caused the former professional mountain bike racer to lose control of his bike. The quote is, this is akin to a pedestrian crossing right across I-5. Riders had no choice but to grit their teeth and go through it. Now, in an undated statement on its website, Mount Hood Ski Bowl called the verdict unprecedented and said it would temporarily suspend all mountain bike operations this summer. After 32 years without a serious mountain bike claim of any kind, the winds have shifted, they said, eliminating all risks with recreational activities, especially in downhill mountain biking through forests at high speeds, is something that's just not possible. The Cannonball Trail is part of a 40-mile network of bike tracks serviced by ski lifts, and it offers a steep decline along its half-mile zigzag down the mountain. During the trial, lawyers for the two companies that operate the place argued that the man lost control of his bike due to his aggressive speed and that no evidence of a ditch was seen during recent events on the trail. They said that his injuries were caused by careening headfirst over his handlebars into the ground, not by striking a sign. The attorney for the place called the crash a matter of personal responsibility. Unfortunately, he decided to go as fast as he could before he crashed that day, the attorney said. Now, another attorney for the plaintiff said in a statement that the ski bowl had built a drainage ditch and could have diverted it off the trail for about $2,000. He said the defendants knew the ditch was dangerous and was a cheap fix. This is victim blaming, pure and simple. At trial, plaintiff's attorneys asked the jury to award as much as $17 million, citing the significant cut to the man's life expectancy and his independence. She said this is not a case about personal responsibility. It's about corporate responsibility. She suggested that Mount Hood Ski Bowl had shown a callous disregard and complete failure to ensure the safety of its paying patrons. Representatives from Mount Hood Ski Bowl and Mount Hood Ski Company, which are the two companies that operate the facility in the summertime, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. So I mentioned In my other video, not going to beat it to death, but I mountain bike a lot. In fact, I've ridden my bike today. And I've crashed on my mountain bike a few times. I put myself in the hospital once, broke a bone in my hand, got a bunch of stitches in my face. I got better. But here's the thing. There are dangers attendant to this sort of activity. When I crashed on my mountain bike, I went to the hospital, got it taken care of. I didn't sue anybody. Now, that happened in a state park. And you'll find that there are different sets of rules across our country with respect to how much duty you owe to protect somebody who is on your property, whether they are someone who's come onto your private property because you've invited them on versus someone who's a trespasser on your property, somebody who you've invited to in your business, a business invitee, for instance. And so there's different standards that are owed. And the one thing that appears to be making a big, big difference here is that someone is operating this business for a profit. Because I suspect in many places, if this was simply a state park with, you know, people could come in and ride their bikes and an injury happens, it's probably a whole different thing. However, as you can imagine, state parks don't often have chairlifts to bring bikers to the top of the hill so they can do this all day long. Now, I do know of a similar setup in the state of Michigan, believe it or not. At the top of the Keweenaw Peninsula is a little town called Copper Harbor, one of my favorite places on earth. It's beautiful. Look it up. If you've never been there, go. And I'm serious. It's become a mountain biking mecca. And the reason is right outside of town is a place called Brockway Mountain. And by Michigan standards, it's a mountain. By California standards, it's a speed bump. But over the years, locals have carved trails into the side of Brockway Mountain. And you can get the top of Brockway Mountain by a variety of methods and then zoom down the hill and zip around these trails. And they've actually built jumps into some of them. Some of them have got wooden banked curves. I mean, it's amazing, but a large number of those trails are not suitable for anyone who's not really, really good on a mountain bike. Meaning that don't do that unless you know what you're doing. And I've spoken to people up there who are involved in the industry. There's a business called the Keweenaw Adventure Company, which just changed hands, by the way. And I know the old owner pretty well. And I also know the guy he bought the company from pretty well. And I know several people in the community very well. I know people who own land that's adjacent to Brockway Mountain. And they had to go around and speak to landowners and say, look, we want to carve a trail on the side of the mountain. And when it comes down here, it would have to cross your property. Is that okay if we do that? And some property owners said, sure, go right ahead, as long as we don't get sued for something. And then there were some property owners who said, no, unfortunately, we don't want to do that. There were some property owners who said, yes, go ahead and do that. And then because of the way they perceived the properties being treated, they revoked their agreement to let them use the property. And there's so many trails out there that it didn't upset things too much, but one or two trails got closed. But I do know that the people who run the trail system up there, who are in charge of it, it's a nonprofit, but they have an insurance policy. They have an insurance policy just in case they get sued. And the real issue is, I've mentioned before, anybody can sue anybody. Lawsuits are, it's just a filing fee and a piece of paper. I mean, that's literally, that's all it is. And now, once you file a lawsuit against somebody, they've got to hire an attorney and defend it, or you can defend it yourself, but that's going to be a nightmare. And do that, and even if it's a baseless lawsuit that's going to get thrown out, it might still cost you some money to defend. And nowadays, you have no idea what's going to happen. Now, there are situations where a case will get thrown out of court, and you won't get a big judgment against you. But then the other side appeals it, and then you find yourself fighting in the court of appeals. And so even if you are confident that you'll win your suits on the merits, you've got to have insurance coverage just to defend you. And of course, that's part of an insurance company's duty in a case, is the duty to defend you. So they defend you by providing you legal counsel. And then if you get hit with a judgment, depending on what your coverage says, they'll pay all or some of that. So this is an interesting one, though, because when they get hit with a $10.5 million payout or an award of 11.4, they could have appealed this. But in most places, to appeal a large award, you've got to post a bond just to show that, number one, you're not doing this just to stall. And number two, just to show that you can pay the judgment if you have to. You just don't want to. So you post a bond. Posting a bond for $11.4 million is probably expensive also. And so they looked at this and they said, okay, we'll pay the $10.5 million and we're just not going to allow mountain bikes anymore. And so it's an unfortunate turn of events for people who wanted to go mountain biking at Mount Hood Ski Bowl. But you kind of understand that, yeah, it happened once in, what, you said 32 years? But the problem, of course, is that you don't know that it's going to happen only once in 32 years. It could happen again this year and be twice in 32 years. You know, so you can understand the position. They could take out an insurance policy if they can find an insurer who will cover them. We don't know if this is covered by insurance because there's not a mention of insurance anywhere in here. But like I said, there are places that offer insurance for these kinds of things. But my understanding is the premiums are kind of high and the coverages are kind of low from the people I've spoken to about the situation up in Copper Harbor. So it's a wild story. And I see the parallel with the beach in Hawaii story. So Jason, Robbie, and Pat, thanks for sending it. The Mount Hood Ski Bowl has banned bikes for the summer after paying $10.5 million in a crash that paralyzed an Oregon man a few years ago. Zane Sparling wrote that for the Oregonian. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Can we talk again about how pretty I am?